This is David Bowie inviting you to spend hours with me in the studio.
A lot of love in the room last night.
It was really nice, wasn't it? I enjoyed it very much.
Yeah, it was an honor to be there.
Sitting here in the old armchair by the the log fire.
Well, I told him, I said, I felt like I was right home in Texas here, even though we're in Manhattan. They got the Longhorns out and everything. It's very nice. The more I hear about this Storytellers, the more you refer to it, the more it's referred to in the press, the more the staff here refers to it. I feel really left out. Doggone, I got to see this thing. You must have done a wonderful job.
I don't know what I did. Probably different to anything I've done before, in as much... I guess it's not having the imposition of a tour and not thinking that I've got to be presenting a very sleek and well-tailored show in quite the way that one normally thinks when you go out on tour. And so I literally just approached it as though I had a bunch of people in my... come over to the house and I was just playing through the songs and kind of just telling little anecdotes and stupid things like that. But it seems to have expanded onto these promotional shows that we're doing for the album. We're not really doing a tour. I mean, we've done 3 gigs so far and we've got another 3 to do, and that's the end of our tour year. So 6 shows isn't exactly kind of overwhelming. So I've much treated it the same way. I don't really prepare a set list. I know the songs that we'll be picking during the course of the evening, and then I just go with it. And if something occurs to me, I rather than editing, I just kind of say it, and things just bounce around the room. It's been a lot of fun. It really has, because it's an entirely different approach to doing a show for me, doing a lot of patter, banter, shtick.
Oh, well, we're the...
My business partner believes I'm becoming Shecky Green.
Well, I'm sure they love it, though, because we don't... There's been volumes written about your work for all these years, but we don't always get this kind of access, and I don't know if you noticed, but people are responding very well.
It's really odd, I must say. I think it's probably... I suppose ever since I was first sort of publicly known, I think the one thing that... just about the only thing that irritated me is that people presume that I didn't have a sense of humor. And I'm glad for the opportunity that I can, you know, may not be everybody's sense of humor, but I'm glad of the opportunity to be silly in my own way on stage during the songs. And I'm enjoying that aspect of it. It really is quite fun being that sort of, hey, this is what my wife has to put up with.
My head's bound in shame. Seems that I'm black on the family name. My mother says that she can't stand the neighbors talking. Gotta pack my bags, leave this home, start walking. Church on Sunday.
A man who changed his name, his given name, so as not to be confused with Davy Jones of the Monkees back then. Yeah. For that, you certainly have had fun with this this first song that you, I guess, was the first one you recorded as David Bowie?
Yes. I'd made about, I think, probably five singles with various bands before then, but this is the first time that I was David Bowie, and it was a really solipsistic piece of work about leaving home and nobody in the living room understands me and going up to London and that sort of thing. And it was called Can't Help Thinking About Me. But it was the interesting thing about it, actually, is that it has chord changes in it that I still use to this day, so that there is some kind of through thing.
Some continuity there.
Apparently so. There is some continuity in my songwriting. It owes an awful lot to The Who. But,
yes.
But it has... The verse structure is, I think, fairly idiosyncratically mine. I'm surprised how many of the chords I still actually use today.
It's something. When it went down last night live, as you were introducing it, I thought that it was maybe just an exercise in nostalgia until I actually heard the song. And I'm thinking, this could have been on some wonderful garage band nuggets kind of garage psychedelia compilation. It would have fit in perfectly. And where I was going with this a second ago was for a person that changed the name so you wouldn't be confused with the Monkees' Davy Jones, the song Can't Help Thinking About Me. It sounds like a Tommy Boyce and Bobby Hart song.
That's interesting.
The chorus?
I tell you, that really is interesting because it's not part of the, English songwriting reference system. They really wouldn't, at that time, I don't think their songs really would have carried any weight in Britain particularly.
I believe that.
So possibly, I don't know, would it have picked up on their influences somehow?
Very good.
Because mine would have gone back to a lot of soul and R&B and early British R&B type bands, like, as I say, The Move and The Who and those nature of bands, and they were pulling all their stuff out of rhythm and blues. So I think basically we end up going back to R&B. I think even a lot of those chord changes come from a lot of even Solomon Burke kind of things, you know.
Ah.
I know the F sharp minor is definitely a Solomon Burke nick that I made on from one of his albums. Sorry, Solomon.
Question time, dancers are brought dishonor. My head's bound in shame, seems that I blacken the family name. My mother says that she can't stand the neighbors talking. I've gotta pack my bags, leave this home, start walking. I'm guilty. I wish that I was sorry this time. I wish that I could pay for my crime. Can't help thinking about me. Can't help thinking about me. Can't help thinking about me. Remember when we used to go to church on Sundays? I lay awake at night, terrified at school on Mondays. It's too late now. I wish I was a child again. I wish I felt secure again. Can't help thinking about me. Can't help thinking about me. Can't help thinking about me. As I pass the recreation ground, remember my friends, always be found. But I can't, can't help thinking about me. Can't help thinking about me. Can't help thinking about me.
Now I leave them all in this never, never land. The station seems so cold, the ticket's in my hand. My girl calls my name, I die. Drop in, see around, come back if you're this way again.
Is Redbeard in the studio, missing David Bowie greatly. In the Studio is written and produced by yours truly, Redbeard, for Bearded Fish Productions. Copyright 2018, all rights reserved. Transcription by Jane Carpenter Brunet, theme song by Andy Timmons. Follow In the Studio on Facebook, at Redbeard Rocks on Twitter, and online at inthestudio.net.